Okay, I'm here at the Kennedy Space Center speaking to Hans Schlegel. Hans, welcome to the space show. If you'd like to give me a brief overview of your history with the European Space Agency and your time on Mir and your current assignments.
Oh, that's a long story. So you said already, Peter, I'm German, and I started my astronaut career in 88 when I joined DLR, the German National Space Agency, to become an astronaut doing training and flying as a payload specialist, the German D2 mission. That was in 93. After that, for DLR, I went to Russia and trained there for a German-Russian mission. My colleague Reinhold Ewald was the prime cosmonaut. I was the backup. During the mission, I was responsible for the air-to-ground communication. And after that, Reinhold Ewald and myself, we and other German astronauts and other European astronauts joined ESA, the European Space Agency, to form one single European astronaut corps. And I'm now since about 1.5 years with ESA, and they sent me to the States, to Houston, to start a mission specialist training with NASA to prepare the build-up and the utilization of space station.
So you flew to Mir with the Russian on Soyuz?
No, sorry, Peter. I was the backup for that. So it was Reinhold Ewald who flew, and I was on the ground talking to him and getting the advice of the scientists for all the different experiments he had to do up there in a timely, coordinated way to him.
So you're based now in Houston, in Texas, undergoing astronaut orientation training?
Yes, it's a mission specialist training, and that's learning the systems of the shuttle, learning the systems of the International Space Station, and hopefully it will fly soon, my second flight.
So what is your area of specialty? Do you have a particular science, a particular area that you've specialized in?
I'm a physicist, a solid-state physicist. I'm specialized in experiments at deep temperatures, using vacuum, of course, and a lot of complicated or complex electronical devices. But that is long time ago. That is 12 years ago. And since then, I'm training an astronaut, broadening my field. We did on D2 a lot of life science experiments, so I had a lot of lessons concerning that. We did also chemical experiments, solid sample growth, new material growth, and not only doing the experiments, but also getting introductions about the scientific background. And now, back in the States, going back in step and doing more engineering work, that is meaning learning the work as a mission specialist, I would call myself more an engineer than a physicist.
Are you having any input into the design and layout of the International Space Station? Is it being put together and designed now?
Well, of course we have influence. Always when we fly in space and we have an experimental result which is especially good or which is not as good as expected, we give feedback and make a suggestion what to improve and what was the difficulty which arose up there in micro G, which is totally different than our environment here on Earth. That's the reason why we go there. But besides that, I would say not in this part of the training where we get very general basic training. But in case you are assigned to a mission, and this is usually done about 1.5 years before your mission, and you start to train your experiments, you still can change them, improve them, and make it easier and maybe even more efficient.
Okay, so now you're waiting for an assignment. When would you hope or expect to be on the rotation?
You know, I wouldn't really use the word wait. That means I'm getting ready to have another, because waiting means, you know, sitting there and doing nothing.
Waiting for a bus.
Our training is very, very busy, and it's still a lot to learn. And then you have to see American astronaut office has now 180 American and other international astronauts, also an Australian, by the way. And we are just standing in one big line, and sometime we'll get assigned to a flight. So I myself suggest that I will have a good chance flying after 2004, so another 4 years to prepare, and then there might be a flight assignment.
Would the process be you would be assigned as a backup to a mission for then further rotation into assignment of an actual mission?
I don't think so. The policy is always changing, but the current policy of assigning astronauts to station increments is making a prime crew member. And that means at the same time backing up an earlier crew. In general, you only get assigned as a primary crew member. That backup system was done with the payload specialist.
Okay, Hans Schlegel, thank you very much for speaking to the Space Show.
Thank you, Peter, for your interview, and good day down there.